You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to go to the fan hotline. You loved him when he played for the Glenville Tar Blooders. You loved him when he played for the Ohio State Buckeyes. And you loved watching him return kicks, catch passes, and really just torment defenses and special team coordinators in the NFL during his 14 seasons. And he's now a head coach. He's Ted Ginn Jr. Ted, Jeff Phelps here. Dan Menigan is in for Andy today. Great to have you with us. Thank you for your time.
Congratulations, Ted.
How you doing? Thank you. Happy to be here.
We are well. We got a notice yesterday from the UFL. The league sent it out, and it said, Ted Ginn Jr., new coach of the Columbus Aviators. And I looked at Dan, and I said, we got to get on this now. I responded immediately. Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
No problem.
So how'd this happen?
Having a great name.
Not a darn thing wrong with that, man.
That's a good way to do
it. Not a darn thing wrong with that.
Did they contact you? Yeah. Did you contact them? What?
They contact me. Cordell Jones came and gave me the conversation. I think it was presented to him in some type of way. He couldn't fulfill it. So he was like, well, hey, I'll help find somebody or help, you know, be in tune with it. And that's where I came about. We talked a couple weeks about it, and then, you know, we made it live.
What made you want to take this opportunity, Ted?
I always wanted to get into coaching. I started off with my youth program, which is a feeder system to my dad. You know, going and being around my dad for so many years and him being a coach that he's been, you know, always could come in and say different things. So be able to take this opportunity, and I'm always been like in a lead role. So to be a head coach, you know, first time out, why not? Why not take on it? Why not try it out? You know, and I think I got some success in it.
Ted Ginn Jr. joining us, the new head coach of the Columbus Aviators of the United Football League. I like saying that, Ted. You have so many guys that you played for in your career. First of all, you played for a legendary high school coach who happened to be dead. Then you played for Jim Tressel, who happened to be a legendary college football coach in Ohio even before he went to Ohio State. And then I tried to count them up. Is it 11 or 12 NFL different coaches you played for? It's a bunch.
Probably about 12. It's a bunch.
There were like 12. And there were some big names on there, including like Sean Payton. What do you take from these guys?
Oh man, every coach that didn't coach me was a player's coach. You know, that's what I took from them. They went in and they really believed in their players. They really conversated with their players. They really put it in their hands to make sure that they can be the best coach that they supposed to be. So being with, you know, my dad, Jim Tressel, and Sean Payton, you know, saying those guys' names right now, when you look at them guys, you know, they're all about the team. They're all about their players and how to move their players, you know, and then putting the right staff around that understand their kids, that understand their philosophy. And I think it's the philosophy that really trumps all the X's and O's when you become a coach. And, you know, just ring back and going back in my history, you know, best players play, you know, have a culture, you know, be disciplined, you know, and have fun while you're doing it. It's always been, you know, four of my main big things that I really get from those coaches in a lot of different ways.
This is such an interesting situation, Ted, because you're building this thing from the ground up. You know, there was no real like infrastructure or anything like that of players. Like, you could build this thing completely in your image. What are you kind of looking for in some of these guys?
You know, I'm just looking for a guy that want an opportunity. You know, if you're looking to have an opportunity, come in, don't take this lightly. Be respectful to the culture that we are trying to put together. Be respectful to the guys that's coming in. You know, I'm a first year guy. You get what I'm saying? So you just starting off with your head coach being a first year guy, you know, it's gonna be some trials and tribulations. I don't have all the answers, but you know the guys around, believing in you know, the USFL program and the pool that they have, and just taking it day by day and just enjoying it, you know. Just try not to get overwhelmed, you know, and just build it the way that I watched my father build his. I watched Jim Tressel build his, you know. I was with Sean Payton for 3 years. I watched how you build those teams. So just try to continue to build, you know, the right way that I know. And then, you know, I have to be a dictionary. I have to be open to going back to those guys, you know what I'm saying, and saying, hi, I need help here. I need to, you know, do this. Hey, come in and help me with this. You know, it's going to take a village. Like anything goes.
You're going to have names on your phone that are going to be able to answer any question you have about being a head coach. And I think that's awesome.
Sure.
So that's outstanding. When's it get started? When do you have to really start doing some details?
Well, you know, January is going to be, I need one of those. January is going to be, the start of it. And then February we kick off for for camp. So March we'll be playing our first game.
Nice, that's awesome. I can't wait to see you. Can we ask you some NFL stuff?
And a little college.
And a little college, absolutely. Let's go NFL first. Browns special teams have had some issues this year. How does a coach coach special teams, Ted? I've always thought, well, you line up a guy, he's got to make a tackle. If a good punt returner, a good kick returner like you is involved, you can break one. How does a coach, in this case, Bubba Ventrone, how do you coach special teams and make it work rather than just rely on individuals to make a tackle or return a kick?
Well, you know, it's all about a want. You know, anybody that plays special teams got to have that want. That this is a play, this can change the game. This is just as important as four downs on either side of the ball. You know, you just only have one down. But putting the best guys that understand the system, and just got to have a heart and a want and just want to play balls out. I think in my case of special teams, you know, me playing in the NFL, I was on kickoff team. I did a little bit of punt team in my time. I did, you know, kickoff and punt return for sure. But it's the want of the idea to go out and play football.
So,
and this is how I see it.
No, it makes a ton of sense. And especially on that want side of it, one of the big things that's kind of happened here is, you know, got a guy in Gage Larvinan who was having an issue for a little bit actually catching the punt themselves. Is that something you bobble like one or two of them and it starts getting in your head and starts being a problem, or is that something that's a little bit more fundamentally based?
For sure. I mean, just like quarterbacks, you get sacked twice, you start seeing ghosts. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like a punt returner. You know, once you got wind, you know, that ball changed probably about 10 feet from you. That ball will change quick on you, and it can fall at your feet. It can go farther.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It can go left, it can go right, you know, and especially with the punters being better now, then, not saying they wasn't better when I was playing, but we just have all the different techniques that you could put on a ball now. You get what I'm saying? You got missiles coming down sometimes. You got over ends that can die in the air that'll come down like a loaf of bread. Like, you get what I'm saying? So it's just all about your technique and what you're getting taught.
Ted Ginn Jr. joining us. And Ted, of course, from Cleveland, Glenville Tar Blooder, Ohio State Buckeye, 14-year career in the National Football League. I'm very happy to say that I've had the opportunity to work with your dad in doing games over the years, you know, calling some Glenville games and watching you when you played in high school. And I am thrilled that I am finally able to ask you this question. When I watched you in high school, I thought, well, this guy's so dynamic with the ball in his hands, it's ridiculous. But I think he's an even better corner than he is an offensive player. And Ted, you're a sprinter. You hit when you played corner. And I don't think people realize that. Do you think you would have been a better corner in the NFL than you even were as an offensive player and a return guy? Because I always thought you were phenomenal at corner.
I think if I'd have, you know, really took on a role, yeah, I'd have been outstanding. I mean, I was that type of player. When I say that I put my mind to it, I do it. I was just a football player. I was born just to play football. And as you see throughout my career, from playing quarterback, corner, receiver, tailback, you know, being a punt returner, I could punt, I can kick, you know, I did it all. So whatever I was putting my mind to, I was going to do it because of the way I was brought up in my coaching house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You never limit yourself to just one thing. And that came out for me in the NFL where I could be five guys in one body. And that's all you wanted to be. And that's what, you know, I'm teaching these kids is the more that you can do, the better that you are. But if I'm just stagnant to one situation, then it's 1,000 people playing at one situation. You get what I'm saying? So being open to being switched around or just learning the game in a lot of different ways. And I think that's what just helped me come up to make me an all-around player. And I lined up at corner in practice. You know what I'm saying? I lined up at corner in a lot of different situations where, you know, you could see that I still had different techniques and different things. And people would look at me like, oh, you know what you're doing. I was like, I was the number one corner in the nation. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, you were.
This is an amateur hour.
I was stunned when you didn't play corner in college because I thought you would just – you were on your way to the Hall of Fame. I thought you were phenomenal.
Yeah. So I think I still got you know, to showcase what I was, you know. I just didn't hit nobody. But you still show all the talent that I could do with a ball in my hand and, you know, having an eye coordination as a receiver is the same way as having a DB. So, you know, I just think that it helped me in my later days as I got to college and I got in the league. Oh yeah, you got to line up like this. This is what coverage it is, because I was already in that mold before.
You're the perfect guy to answer this. Travis Hunter got a lot of pub and deservedly so, because he wanted to be a two-way player in the NFL, and he's done that, and now he's injured, and we'll see where that goes. I thought you could have done that. You had that type of skill. Can a guy do that in the NFL? Can a guy be a two-way player like Travis Hunter at the positions you played, you know, wide receiver and corner?
It's tough. It's tough. When you look at it, like, you know, just if you in practice, you get what I'm saying, and you're in a two-minute drill, and that corner don't come off the field. That receiver don't come off the field. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like the amount of running that you have at those two spots is going to be tough for anybody. You get what I'm saying? And then now I got to come up, I got to hit, or now I got to concentrate on catching. You get what I'm saying? So mentally, you're going to wear yourself out. Physically, I think anybody can try to do anything, but when you talk about mental work of playing in the NFL, trying to play 60 plays on offense and 60 plays on defense, like, that's a lot. And does it really hurt? Does it help the team? Yeah. Or are you hurting the team by trying that? You hear what I'm saying? And, you know, over years, you've seen it from New England back in the day, but that was in certain situations that they brought Slayton over and played the nickel. You get what I'm saying? So I just think it's all about how you format it that fits the team.
Ted Ginn Jr., the head coach of the Columbus Aviators of the United Football League, training camp will begin in mid-February for the UFL for the Columbus Aviators. Opening weekend of games March 27th. So mark those down. Come on down. See Ted. See the Columbus Aviators along the way as they build this thing. All right, I got to go Buckeyes on you. How do you feel about your Buckeyes right now, especially coming after that Big Ten title game lost to Indiana?
Well, you know, it's hard to be undefeated. You know, you played an awesome team in Indiana. You can't take nothing away from them. They came, they fought. You know, we're still in it. You know, it didn't hurt us. You know, that was the best thing about it. You know, you went from 1 to 3. And you know what I'm saying? It didn't put you in the bracket where, you know, you was out of it or anything like that. I just think that we're going to take our time, continue to do what we do. We adjust well. We practice hard. We're just going to come out and take that play off like we always do. You know, defense play stout. They're going to come back and play stout. It was a title game, man. You had the two best teams in college football. You had the two best teams in the Big Ten. So, you know, it was everything that you would want. You know, at this age of where I'm at, it was everything that you wanted. I think the Buckeyes are in great shape.
Ted, I got one thing about your dad I wanted to ask you. And your dad has done such a great job over the years at Glenville. One thing I don't think people realize, in the summertime, when he would take kids, not just from Glenville, but and not just from Cleveland, but kids who needed a look at colleges and needed to get some eyes on them, and he would take kids to colleges to work out for coaches and to try and line them up with scholarships. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen a coach do. And your dad doesn't get enough credit for doing stuff to help not just his kids, but kids who need a break and need some eyeballs on them in Northeast Ohio. And a credit to your dad for doing that.
For sure. I'm just glad that he was able to move out of the minivan and get a bus.
Well, I hope you hooked him up. Did you hook him up?
Yeah, well, you know, with the population that he has now, it kind of pays for itself in a sense.
That's
you
awesome.
Get what I'm saying? So I help out, or I find, you know, fundraising for when I can, you know what I'm saying? But to see where he went and where it's at now, you know, it's crazy. You start off with six guys in a minivan, and now he could possibly have two buses sometimes showing up at these universities, you know. And it's just not our it's not Cleveland kids, you know what I'm saying? It's the state, you know. So it is very well needed, you know, especially with all this NIL things and all this stuff that's going on, that somebody is still continue to, you know, give praise and showcase the kids.
Ted, a pleasure. We will be Columbus Aviator fans, and let's talk again before your season gets going. We'd love to have you back.
No doubt. Let's go Aviators.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.